Hi there. This is David Gibson. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You just heard a song by A.O. If you'd like to check out their music, you can go to aomusic.com. And they've got a couple of albums out, or at least one album, and the second one is a lot of it's online. They're doing a project for the 2008 Olympics, and they're really well known for bringing in children. And our last concert at the World Sound Healing Conference, we actually had them on stage with like 30 or 40 kids. It was really, really incredible. I always think whenever I play that, I like to play it because it brings me into a state of joy. It really brings me into a state of joy. So today's show is really about connecting to spirit. That's the intention of today's show, is connecting to spirit. It's a very high frequency. In fact, it's I'll make the sound, but it's higher than you can hear. This is the sound of spirit. Always seems to come in the back of my head, down into my back when I have spirit coming in. And if I hold my hand upright, it seems to bring in that energy. Connection to spirit, a very high frequency. Today's show, though, we also are going to be taking calls, so if you'd like to call in with a question or to discuss anything, give us a call at 877-876-5227. Throughout the show, whenever I'm pausing or whenever someone else is speaking, I always focus on the intention of the show, which is connecting the spirit to today or tonight. You know, I wanted to actually start by talking about some of the sounds, the wide range of sounds that a recording engineer deals with or can come up with in the recording studio. And even if you're not interested in recording at all, the point of this is to really give you a perspective on how different sounds, the wide range of sounds there are, and how they can affect you when you use them with your voice. So I want to start with the first one that comes to mind is an effect called flanging. Flanging is actually an effect that was discovered back in 1957 when someone accidentally sat down on the reels of a tape player. And the tape player went, and they sat up, and it went, and someone in the room said, "Cool, put it on the record." So they put it on this record called The Big Hurt by, I think it was Toni Brown, I think was her name. And in 1957, this song went to number 3. It was a really kind of a silly song. But because of this effect that no one had ever heard called flanging, it went to the top of the charts. So the reason they call it flanging is because the reels on the tape player are held together with two metal flanges. And you would put your finger, the way they did the effect for the longest time was putting your finger right on the metal tape. And slowing the tape down. But they started getting blisters, so then they came out with digital effects that do the same. So with flanging, it can go very slow, like, or very fast. The interesting thing about flanging is it is one of the key sounds that is used in sound healing to break up stuck energy and diseases. You know, one of the key ways to break up stuck energy or a disease or any stuckness, whether it be a disease or emotion or anything, is first to find the resonant frequency of the disease or the emotion or even pain that you're trying, you're working with. Now, there's technology that can help you do this, and a lot of people are coming out with a lot of different technologies to help find that frequency. Dr. Peter Guy Manners did studies on cadavers to find actual resonant frequencies of organs, and there's been a lot of work finding the actual frequencies. Even Dr. Jeffrey Thompson has used muscle testing and heart monitors to find the frequencies of organs or diseases, where he'll actually have somebody focus on an image of that organ or disease, and then he'll play different frequencies and do muscle testing, and when it's the person is the most strengthened, he finds that as the frequency of that organ or disease. Okay. So there are different ways to find it, but one of the best ways that you can develop is to simply do a frequency sweep. And you don't really even have to do it out loud. You can do it in your mind. But I'll do it out loud here. It's like... frequency sweep. And the trick is to listen for the resonance, that when you hit the resonance of whatever you're trying to resonate with. For example, I can give you an example. Here, I'm looking for the resonance in my mouth. I'm going to do a frequency sweep until I hit it. There it is. So this technique, by the way, can also be used to find the resonant frequency of sacred temples or sacred spaces. You can do that sweep. But, you know, you can also use this frequency sweep to find the frequency of a person, because that person is putting out their soul root frequency all the time, depending on how grounded and centered they are. But still, even if they aren't grounded and centered, it is still emanating. It just might be covered up by other chaos on top. So you can do a frequency sweep until you find that person. And it's just a subtle listening. But it's not like you have to be psychic to do this, because that person is emanating that frequency. There are actually cells in them that are putting out that frequency. So that's the way you find the frequency of just about anything. You can do it with trees. You can do it with dogs. You can do it with just about anything and find the resonant frequency of that object. And then that's the way to relate to that object, is by its frequency. So the trick is, say you're trying to get rid of a disease. You find that frequency by going up and down until you hear it in your mind's ear. And you play with it until you feel that that's the right frequency. Then you go up and down, a little below and a little above that frequency. So you find the frequency is like meow. Then you're going to go up and down, above and below the frequency. What this does is it actually creates a binaural beat. between the frequency of that object and the difference in the frequencies when you go up and down. Binaural beats are a phenomenon that happens when you have two frequencies that are very close to each other, and it will actually, in the air, it actually you actually there is created a third frequency. So say you got a frequency that is 100 hertz, and then you have another frequency that's 105 hertz. Well, there will be a frequency of 5 hertz going that you'll hear when you have both of those frequencies going on. Anybody that plays guitar knows the phenomenon really well, because that's how you tune a guitar. The frequency, that third frequency, will get slower and slower, until when you're in tune on the two, between the two strings, it just stops. So, when you go up and down in frequency, it creates a binaural beat in relation to the frequency of the disease or object you're working on. That binaural beat, which is a low frequency because you're not going very far off pitch, it's normally between 1 and 5 hertz. That's a very powerful frequency. The wavelength of that frequency in the air is about 1,100 feet long. And it's powerful enough to break up any, just about any matter. You know, when someone goes to break a wine glass, the truth is, no singer can break a wine glass just by matching the frequency of the wine glass, matching the resonant frequency. So you do a frequency sweep until you find the frequency of the wine glass. You get the wine glass humming with your voice, and then sing really loud. It will never break. I saw a research project about 6 months ago where they actually took speakers and tried to break wine glasses, and it took like 100 times the volume that than the human voice can do for the wine glass to break. The way they break the wine glass is the same way I'm just explaining about flanging. And that is, they get the wine glass humming with their voice. You can even just, you know, rub your finger around the top of the wine glass and get it humming that way. That would do the same thing. Then you can match that frequency with your voice. And then, quite loudly, go up and down a little bit above and below that resonant frequency. And there will be a frequency that's created in the air, but also in the wine glass, that is like, whoa, whoa, and it breaks the wine glass. This is why a didgeridoo is so powerful, because it does almost the same thing as flanging. It goes, very similar to flange. Didgeridoo is one of the classic instruments that's known for breaking up stuck energy. One of our instructors, Amrita, actually had a tumor in her breast, and she used toning and went up and down on the frequency and had her friend play a didgeridoo on the tumor for about a month or so. And the tumor completely dissolved and has now been gone for over 5 years. It's a very powerful technique. It's also very powerful for finding and releasing a stuck emotion. Say you have some stuck thing in you. You just can't let it go. Do your frequency sweep until you find it. Find the frequency. You never know if you're exactly right. There's no way to know. But just do it, and the more you do it, the more you'll be able to tune in to the resonant frequency of things. So sweep up and down. And then find tone that frequency and then start going up and down on it. One of the most powerful healing techniques. Dr. Guy Manners uses this technique in his healing. I have this woman named Morgana Weiss who does healings on me, and she goes inside my body and takes out stuck energy. And one day I said, "What the hell are you doing in there?" And she said she finds the frequency of the stuck energy. But she said it's not just a frequency. And other healers I've talked to said this as well. But it's actually a timbre. It's a texture. When I say timbre, what that means is it's a combination of harmonics that make up a certain texture of that disease. Or a texture of a stuck emotion. Because stuck emotions have their own frequency timbre themselves. So it's a little trickier because sometimes it's hard to make certain timbres. But you can tune in to what you feel is the tone. That's another word for timbre. Tone of the disease. So it might, the best way to think of it, the first differentiation is to think as to whether the tone of it is really edgy or really round. Edgy would be like, those are called odd harmonics. Or is it very warm sounding? Or I'll do it at the same high frequency. Different than another way to think of it is what vowel does it sound like? O is more even harmonics. O E is more odd harmonics. E. Or it could easily be something in between. So you tune in to the frequency and the timbre. Timbre, by the way, is spelled timbre, T-I-M-B-R-E. And what it is actually a combination of harmonics that make up any sound there is. All musical instruments are timbres. They're made up of different harmonic structures. So, this is one technique, we'll call it the flange technique, to go up and down, above and below a frequency. And it helps break up stuck energy. Another technique while we're on this subject is simply to match the frequency of whatever it is you're working with. Just match it. This is the basic concept of homeopathy. If you match the frequency, it's like telling your body, there it is, go at it. It's like reminding your body, because if you match a frequency, you're resonating and bringing out into the open that frequency. You're kind of bringing it to your body's consciousness. Especially important with cancer, because really, cancer is about deception. So you just make the frequency, find the frequency of it. You may be thinking, how can I do that? I don't intuit things like that. Just try it. And the more you try it, the more you'll find it. The way to practice is to practice on things that have very loud frequencies, like a guitar. Go up to a guitar and do a sweep, a frequency sweep, and tell the guitar to start humming without you even playing it. So you go, and the guitar starts, strings start vibrating. You can also do this with bowls, especially crystal bowls or Tibetan bowls, but you can just do it with a kitchen bowl or a wine glass. You could do it with basically anything that has a tone to it. And just practice with it until you're able to hit that frequency. Part of this exercise is being able to find a frequency in the first place. Because some people have a hard time singing at one note. This is a very, very good technique to learn because it helps stabilize your own root frequency. Or actually helps stabilize you, which puts you more in harmony with your root frequency. So practice with things that ring. You know, occasionally, trying to think of other things that vibrate. You can do it on a piano. You can sing into a piano, and it will start vibrating. You can also do it with just about any instrument. Any instrument. If you hit a certain note, it will start vibrating. I mean, even a flute. You can sing into a flute. For that matter, you can cup your hand, cup your hands and just sing into your hands, and you'll find the resonant frequency of that space inside the cup of your hands. Probably the easiest one, now that I think about it, is to find the resonant frequency of your mouth. You can move your mouth around until you find it. Right? Because this technique of sweeping up and down in frequency until you find the resonance of something else. It's a very powerful technique. And what it does is the key that I think is most important. This is the ultimate goal. Is to start relating to the world as frequency. Because when you relate to the world as frequency, you are given easily the power to change your own frequency. If you're stuck, I've done this before, but I just enjoy doing it so much I want to do it again. Say you're worried about something. Well, the sound of worry is like this. There's two outcomes in worry. One is a really good outcome. The other one is the negative outcome. But it's worse than that, because really worry is the oscillation back and forth between the two. So it's more like, it's a hovering between two things, which is like, it's like electricity. So, when you start worrying next time, tune in to the frequency of the worry, the sound of the worry. And then all you have to do is tone a lower note. Because that's where you are. You could tone a higher note, but it's nice to do a lower note because it differentiates. Any consistent note will work, though. But associate that consistent note with you, because that's what you are. That's what we all are. When we are connected to spirit, which we always are, we are a consistent frequency humming through eternity. Always consistent. Always humming. Always connected to spirit. Always. just come back. It's like changing the channel on the radio station, but changing it back to you. That's the trick. And it's easy because now you're not having to do any major therapy. You're just changing the sound that's in your head. And if you can make it, if you're in the car or anywhere where you can make it out loud, that will really change it. See the world as frequency. Say you're in a conflict with anybody or anything. That's like you're in your power chakra, your fourth chakra, and you're like, that's the way I think of that frequency. When you're using your power in a conflict, if you shift that sound up to the frequency of your heart, the conflict doesn't necessarily go away, but it will often fall away, or there will often, what happens is the ease of the solution comes to you much easier. Think of everything. When you come across a person that's like scattered, and like, or even better, or worse, or to be judgmental, even better is the person that is just wired. Tune in to their frequency. No, do a mental frequency sweep until you hear their frequency. And then don't match it, but drop down into a consistent frequency. The more you do this in practice, in meditation, the more you'll be able to do it with chaotic energy around you. It's basically your center. When people talk about being centered, this is it. You are in your frequency. When you are in your frequency, a bomb could go off, and it would be no big deal. The trick is, though, don't just be in your frequency completely, because you need to be in the world also. You need to have that awareness around you. So tune in to the frequency and check out and see what that frequency is. Because what's so cool about this is it's a totally non-judgmental observation. You are seeing this person as a sound, as the sound they're making. And all you have to do is you can actually take that sound and then morph it into a consistent tone. And you can even, if you really are into it, you then transmit back a harmonious frequency to this person that is in harmony with the general frequency of where they're at. So say someone's like, well, you can go, so you're transmitting a frequency and enveloping them with a frequency. Around the Psychoacoustic Institute, or Sound Healing Institute that we now call it, this is a real common difference between people that we try to get people to do. And that is, instead of being a frequency receiver and always tuning to frequencies around you, is to develop your own frequency inside you so strong that you are always transmitting that frequency wherever you go. So you change from a frequency receiver all the time to a frequency transmitter. You know, you're at the counter at the grocery store or Whole Foods, wherever. And you check out the frequency of the person behind the counter. We all do that anyway, their vibe. You know, we check out their vibe. That's their frequency. And then you transmit your frequency. Now, the trick is to get your frequency humming more and more and more and more and more. There's a couple ways to do that, and I've mentioned this before. One is to simply tone, to tone a lot. Tone when you wake up. Tone when you're in the car. Tone before you go to bed. Another way to do it is to get a sound table, a massage table that we sell. And the reason a massage table is so good is because it's such a powerful frequency that it takes over any frequency that you go on, you have going on inside you. And by the time you get off the sound table, you are completely enveloped in whatever was playing on the sound table. So we have music tuned to every frequency. To every musical key, to all 12 keys. So that's a great way to. Another way is to simply play music that stays on one, in one key. It's always it's almost a drone. That's why a lot of meditation music is a drone, because it instills that consistent frequency in you, which is the frequency of spirit. And you know, again, it's not really critical that you find your own root frequency. It's only critical that it's a consistent frequency, because if you get any consistent frequency humming inside you, your soul immediately goes, oh, musical fourth, musical fifth, whatever it is, no, and it starts vibrating too. Your soul is just looking for consistent frequencies to resonate with. Okay, that's flanging. Flanging. There's another effect called phasing. Phasing and chorusing and flanging are essentially very similar effects. They are all a sweeping frequency that goes up and down in pitch. So chorusing is just a little faster. It's like... And it simulates the effect of a bunch of people in a chorus singing together. This is one reason that a chorus of people singing together is so effective, is because there's all these frequencies that are going in and out of pitch ever so slightly, because nobody's ever perfectly in pitch in a chorus. I mean, everybody together is always off a tiny bit. So you get all these different frequencies that come into your system, which are actually helping break up stuck energy. Very cool. So that's the chorus effect. But the most interesting one is phasing. Phasing is an extremely high frequency effect that kind of goes like this. Let's see. It's actually much higher than that. Normally when I do this effect, I just make it in my head. So it's like, and what it does is it activates the crown chakra, from my perspective. It activates higher frequencies in the head. It's a very subtle effect when you hear it in recordings. And it's very, very powerful, because phase relationship between two sounds, which is technically just a difference in timing from one sound to another, is what we use. Notice I kind of just go over that really quickly because there's a whole class that we do on that, and it's really hard to explain without sounds and without visuals. Phasing is what we use with our ears to place sounds in space. And it's the difference in timing between when a sound wave hits the left ear versus the right ear. There is a time delay. If a sound is coming from the left, there will be a time delay from when it hits the left ear to when it hits the right ear. If the sound is coming straight from in front of you, it will hit both ears at the exact same time. If it's coming from straight behind you, it hits both ears at the same time, but there is a muffled sound that you hear because your ears are facing forward, not backwards. So this time delay from ear to ear is one of the key components that we use to create our reality to create our aural reality, the reality that we hear in space. It's how we tell where we are in space. So when you play with this effect, you can make a person fall over. It's a very powerful effect. What it's really good for is to take people out of their normal day-to-day consciousness into a different consciousness. Just take them kind of out of their body, but not really out of their body, just out of their normal day-to-day, because you can still stay in your body and hear it. And that can be very good for doing any type of therapeutic work. Phasing. Very powerful effect. Oh, perfect example of phasing. The sound that you hear on a crystal bowl when it floats around the room, if you've not heard that, check out a crystal bowl. When you listen, you'll often hear the sound floating around the room. That effect is created by phasing, by multiple frequencies coming out of different parts of the bowl that are actually canceling each other out or causing a phase change. Then there's the sound of delay, 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 delay. It's kind of a spacey sound. And it can be very dreamy effect. The timing of the delay, 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 will put you into a certain brainwave state. If you have a delay like this, that can create alpha. A delay like this will put you into theta. A delay that's really slow will put you into delta. Of course, delta is when you're asleep. Theta is right before you go to sleep, and when you're in it's really creative mode. And then alpha is relaxed attention. And then beta is a much higher frequency that we're in normally. So delays can create or put you into different brainwave states. Now, even different rhythms can do the same thing. You have a rhythm that's going dum 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 dum. That rhythm can put you into that brainwave state, which matches that tempo. This is not even to mention what that rhythm does to your heart rate and how it can entrain your breath. One of the most interesting effects or production techniques is to actually create music that is tuned to a breath. What we'll do often at the Institute is we'll start with a very slow breath, like this. Mm-hmm. I'll make it loud so you can hear. Mm-hmm. So you find the tempo of this really slow breath. Then you record or sing or play your music to that breath. Sometimes you can use a flanger or a metronome. You can use a metronome that's like four times faster. So it's like you hear four clicks or four ticks every one in-breath, and then four ticks every out-breath, because often metronomes don't go as slow as the breath. That's why you use as many as four. And you create the music based on the breath. You know, where I first came upon this phenomena and how important it is, or this technique, I should say, is at a Pink Floyd concert. I was in this really high state at this one Pink Floyd concert, and I started breathing in time with the music. And I found that Dark Side of the Moon is mostly in time with the breath. There are a lot of songs that are totally in time with a nice, slow breath. And I was able to breathe in and out perfectly in time with the music. And it made me realize that's one of the powerful, why Pink Floyd is so effective for so many people, because a lot of their music is in training you into a slow breath. And I've seen this in a lot of music ever since then. Not a lot, not a whole lot. There's only certain music where people have the awareness to create the music based around the breath. When you do that, and you listen to that music, and you fall into that breath of the music, oh my God, it's so powerful. The trick now is to create music based around different breaths. Because anybody that's done breath work knows breath is the key to it all. Breath can entrain you. Any breath can entrain you to any state of consciousness. So you use that breath, but then you create a binaural beat frequency that is in time with the breath. So that binaural beat frequency is actually a multiple of the tempo of the breath. For example, say your breath is like this. I'm going to do it faster so you can get the idea here. So you go. Well, you could create, first of all, that's very close to delta already. But if you do double time, or quadruple time, so you're going do 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 do. You have any tempo that's do 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 do. That tempo is in the brainwave state of theta, between around 4 to 8 cycles per second, and now you've got a brainwave state that's in time with the breath rate. And then you get a tempo of the song which is in time to that. So you have a tempo that's maybe 50 beats per minute or whatever that matches the tempo of the breath and the, but it's faster, right? And the tempo of the brainwaves. And now you've got the tempo and the brain waves and the breath all in harmony with each other. The coolest thing is then to get the tempo of the frequency or key to be in harmony. There's a way to take frequencies which are, say you have 60 cycles per second. Well, that's one beat per minute. So you can then go to two beats per minute and it will still be in tune with 60 cycles per second because it'll be 120. And then so and so forth. So you can, there's a way to tune the frequency of your song to a rhythm, to a binaural beat for a certain brainwave, and to the breath. So you get one full hologram. Then you get your intention in alignment with all of that. And now you have a very powerful hologram. Of sound and music. This is, I think, the most powerful music. There is so much music that is powerful. I mean, if you just have music that's connected to spirit, it's going to have its own power. If you have music that's very beautiful, it's going to have its own power. You have music that's got brainwave rhythms in it, it's going to be powerful. When you get all of them in alignment together, woo! That's what will help connect you to spirit in the biggest way. Because, you know, when you get them all in alignment, there's a harmony that comes, that happens, that is in tune with nature. It's like now everything is harmonious, because in nature, everything is in harmony with everything else. So that's one technique. There's another effect called reverb. Reverb is an effect which is technically just hundreds and hundreds of echoes. What reverb is the sound bouncing off the walls in a room. And because every spot on the walls in the room is a different distance from you, you will get different delay times, different echo times coming back from every spot on the wall. So you get hundreds and hundreds of echoes coming off the walls when you make a sound in any room. The most interesting thing about reverb is it's like feelings. Because when you really have a deep feeling, it's like, I guess the best example, the most powerful example is when you're in love. When you're in love and you leave the person, not leave forever, but you leave the vicinity of the person, or even when you leave them, or they leave you, or you break up, it's still ringing. The frequency of that love keeps ringing in you. And that's like reverb. Reverb keeps going after the sound has ended. So reverb is good for creating the feeling of continuing. So we often like reverb. Reverb is very much like emotions, although in that it kind of mushes things up. It makes things not so clear, because now you got hundreds of them. It's not necessarily bad. It's just what it does. Interesting. So if you've not been interested in recording at all, there you go. It's really a way of learning about sounds inside of us and sounds that we can make. At the recording school, at the Sound Healing Institute, we have a sound healing program that is just about doing sound healing and learning about how to raise your consciousness to do sound healing better and to get the key. Because what you soon learn in sound healing is if you can get the key, you can do just about anything. But to get the key, you have to raise your consciousness. So a lot of our classes are about raising consciousness. I won't go into detail about what that means, but I've done that many times before. So we have that class, which is our main certificate, and we have the associate degree in sound healing and sound therapy. We also have a large part of the program about research and doing therapy with patients or clients. But we also now have a separate program within the sound healing side of the school in just audio production. Audio production, recording, and mixing. And it's a whole semester class with labs. So if you're interested at all in recording, it's a really good class to learn about all the effects from this sound healing psychoacoustic perspective. The other program, we've now separated it out, so because a lot of people aren't interested in that component, so now you can do the sound healing program without getting into the recording part at all. A couple of other things that are happening, we're just now scheduling a conference in Los Angeles for January 19th and 20th, a sound healing conference at the Long Beach Hilton. We haven't got it completely confirmed, but we're now booking the conference in Los Angeles. So if you're interested, send us an email or give us a call. The phone number is 800-9000-MIX. 800-9000-MIX. Or if you're local, 415-777-2486. You can also go online at soundhealingcenter.com to check out the school, to check out where we sell crystal bowls, we sell sound tables, we sell CDs, and of course have a wide range of classes. Besides the conference in Los Angeles, we got the big conference in San Francisco. Now it's going to be April 17th through the 21st, or actually April 18th through the 21st is when we'll be doing that one in San Francisco. Again, stay tuned, or if you haven't signed up for our mailing list, you can also sign up at soundhealingcenter.com or send me an email at david@soundhealingcenter.com. So it's all about a consistent frequency, because that's what spirit is. And we are spirit. May you take that frequency of spirit that you are into the evening, into the rest of the weekend, into the week ahead, into the months ahead, into the years ahead, into lifetimes ahead. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks. We'll hear you in 2 weeks. Take care.